beginnen gerade da mit Seth, assuming that man will begin on Alf, begin to the master, begin with the Gemara, but the Haggis, but on either side, that's not directly opposite the entryway, Emilai would say not. So, Tzricha, therefore, it's necessary to say both of Hashem and Alam Mizbech. Now, since I need the master Kachal, although the Gemara does conclude over here that fill the Haggis, Akasha, that you're right, it's true, it is going to be valid if it's on either side, not directly opposite the entryway of the Hechel, but Hanamil, yeah, but it says that's only after the fact. But initially, one does require to be opposite the entry. Like it sounds like from the Gemara Zvachim on Daf Nun Chasam Aleph, that the Gemara says that that's actually where they made the Merachah Shnei Shaketaris, which was drawn away from the southwestern corner, Dalan Amis, so that it should be directly opposite the Pesach, because that is the initial ideal. But then it says, when we begin to say, it says, take a second look, it says, wait a second, my Yisrach Krala Meimah, why do you need a pasuk to say, Doloi Ma'akiv, that it's not going to be Ma'akiv, which, what we're saying, that here we're talking about regarding the Yevon. There's not Ma'akiv Shakal, who's like an Engbezah, if you take it, that it's not directly opposite the entry of the Heichel, why would you think that it is Ma'akiv, that it would be integral? The pasuk doesn't repeat it two times, which is usually the halachic definition of what is going to tell us Ma'akiv. And even the Pesul of Chukka, Nipuka says Chukka, which generally is the terminology of Ikuba, but according to Rehuda, it says later in the Pesul of Chukka, that the Chukka of Yom Kippur is Elad Vam Shanaz and Big Dilav Bethim is all regarding that which is done with the white garments inside, which this is outside, is on the Mizbeach HaChitz and Lamed Kress. What do you need a Pesul for? Why would you even think it's Makar? So it says, Vishlam, what you can say is, given the habit Tzarech Panim, since it's something that you're using for an inner need, because this, you're taking these calls and you can take it inside the Kadakachim. So Kipnim Dami, it's like the inner halachas, even though it's being done on the outside, it's like the inside. Mid Havak Torahs. Just like we find with the Torah Shachafna, that if you did the taking of the handfuls, before you went and slaughtered the par, the Loyos of Lakum, that you haven't done anything. The reason for that is although the taking the handfuls of the Torahs is really on the outside, but still the Gemara tells them, that it's going to be invalid, which he holds the invalidity is only regarding what's done inside. What's needed for the inside is like it's in the inside. So to be here, since the shoveling of the coals is needed for the kajakajim, it's like it's inside, and therefore you would have thought to say that if you do it from either side, it's going to be ma'akim, because you have chukah of the big delovin of what's tzarech panim. Therefore, you need to have the pasuk. Mamas, you have to tell me that it's not going to be ma'akim. Consider the next test in that begins with the Gemara, as a loy meshlemendo or loy. But if the fires didn't take a hold of it, then no, then you're not going to be able to go ahead and put that on this special maracha of the Avarim from yesterday. Now, please explain. Although, as one could see from the two different lishnas in the Gemara, that it sounds like from the first lishna that this that it has to be Rosh Hashanah or is specifically by the apostle one, but the kosher, even if not, please explains the lav davka b'sul. It's not necessarily that the apostle ones have to have. Rather, who identified like sharing something is even the kosher qualified limbs that weren't burnt yet. Eloi Meshem in the Ur, if the fires did not take a hold of him from yesterday, then like, then it's, you're not going to go ahead and burn on this special maracha. That is, there's no one to permit burning limbs, even if they're kosher, if it wasn't Meshem in the Ur. As Taisis is going to prove this. Now, Taisis has to first bring out a sugya to then show how we resolve that, that everyone's going to agree to this concept. The comma, because this that the Gemara says elsewhere. There's a pasuk that says Oilu Shabbat b'Shabbato. You have to bring the Oilu Shabbos in its Shabbos. That tells us, but Oilu Shchol b'Shabbos, but an Oilu from a weekday that cannot be sacrificed on a Shabbos. Now, Maksim, the question on this pasuk is, but the Amar Perakam the Shabbos, meaning on that drasha, is that the Gemara says in the first Perak Shabbos of Chav Men Aleph from the Chumash v'Seichem. That what does that teach you? That you do this in all your mashallahs. The Mishri Varma Badam Hudasa is coming to tell us that the, although you can't do Habdara, Muhammad Vitehim, but not in Muhammad Vitehim, in the Beis HaMikdash, oh, there you could burn the limbs and the fats of the karbanas, which that's not forbidden on the Mizbech. Obviously, what you're referring to is the limbs and the fats that were left over from Friday, from Erev, Shabbos, Erev, Yom Tov, from those weekday karbanas, that were telling you that you could burn that on Shabbos, on the Mizbeach, because the Ichal Shabbos, because here you think it's the Shabbos karban, Ma'ilah Shabbos v'Shabbat nafka, that the Pasuk says explicitly, that you could bring that karban on Shabbos. So obviously, it sounds like that what we are coming to permit is must be the Oilas Chayil that we are permitting on Shabbos. Now, so That's the difficulty, because on the one hand it says oil shabbat b'shabbat, which tells you not oil shchayil. Then you have b'chamash v'zeich, which seems to include oil shchayil. So taking the approach of the Riva, that both psukim are talking about limbs that were left over, and the pasuk of oil shabbat that says but you can never oil shchayil is talking about loy mashem an or. And from those words of those rishayim, today's going to prove that there's no one that permits it was loy mashem an or. So therefore, Tosis is coming to prove that you can't say according to Lashon HaKama that's going to be kosher even by Ksherin if Lemash Ma'or. And so through this discussion, Tosis is going to prove this idea. But first, Tosis has to explain this topic. So we have this contradiction. What's the halacha with the Eilas Chayil on Shabbos? So Matir Tzharav, Rabbi Yisrael Paras Atzal, he says like this: the Lemishri Ivar Mepedarim, to permit the fats and the limbs, Hainu Shal Shabbos. Actually, that's the carbon tumen of Shabbos. And you need to have this b'chomesh v'zechem to teach you that. Why? Because the email, Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat, if we only had the pasuk of Eilu Shabbos on the Shabbos, he says, no, that's talking about the primary avodah of the slaughtering and the spraying. Not regarding the burning of the limbs. You need to have the other pasuk for the haktar. So therefore, you don't see anything about permitting the Eila of the Chayil on Shabbos. So therefore, that's going to remain forbidden. Now, he says, "Vlein hira l'ri." That doesn't seem correct to the Ri, because then Cain, if that would be the case, that one pasuk is coming to permit the shechita and the zriko, that's the pasuk of Oyel Shabbos b'Shabbat. So then, hechigem rinim in nebi perik elik shabbos. How's the Gemara in perik elik charm? And it's after Shabbos, daf kovidal medalf. The chel b'Shabbos kriyim v'yam to be mikipurim, that you could sacrifice the fats of a carbon Shabbos on the next day, on Yom Kippurim, from the pasuk of Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat, that these are also called Shabbos. But if you just told me that this pasuk that's permitting Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat is talking about slaughtering the Zrika, so Otto Karban Shabbos Nishkab Yom Kippurim, how could you say that Eilu Shabbos is b'Shabbat, meaning on another day it's called Shabbos? The Shechita and the Zrika of the day before is Karban, it's not done on the subsequent Yom Kippurim. Because it has to be done on Shabbos itself, and it gets possible by Shkia. But Karach rather must be talking about Haktaras Tamid, the Shabbos, the Shina Gufei. We're talking about, no, the sacrificing of the carbon Tamid, of Shabbos itself. That's what we're learning out Mikra, from the Pasuk. Because, yeah, the limbs could be done after Shkia. It's done throughout the night, which is already from halachically the next day. And the Shin Be'al gets from, like the Gemara expounds, in Pesach Nefesh Samach Vamadal. Oyle Shabbos, Al-Oylas HaTamid, on the Oylas HaTamid, Mechlal, the Tamid, Dochei Shabbos, where we could infer that obviously, if you're doing the Eilas Tamid on Shabbos, that the Tamid is Deicha Shabbos. Umistama b'chol karbonaisiv kama, or the gear says b'chol hakarbonaisiv kama, talking about in all its elements, meaning including the burning of the limbs. Umi yatur di b'shabbatai d'shirin, and we know this from Shabbos b'shabbatai, which chel b'shabbos kribin yamtiv yom kippurim, that yeah, you could burn the fat of Shabbos on yamtiv or yom kippurim, l'makad islay, whether it be on yom kippurim, or l'makad islay, or whether it be on yamtiv. But from there you see that not like the first interpretation of Isis, that Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat is not just talking about the Shechita in this week, it's talking about the burning of the limbs of the carbon Shabbos. And again, so then, what do you need Moshe v'Seichem for if you already know the Haktara? So, it must be back to the contradiction. Sounds like that it's not permitting the limbs of the Shabbos, because I already know from the Pasuk of Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat, it must be including the Eivor HaKoyel. So, now you're back to the contradiction, but doesn't Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat exclude Eilu Shabbos b'Shabbat? So, Elanir L'Riva L'Riva. Rather, they explain the following answer. This that we learn from Oil Shabbos b'Shabbat, but not the Oil of Chayil on Shabbos. Hainu b'lo moshlo ben or. That's talking about where the fire did not take a hold of those limbs. Bahu, and therefore the pasuk of b'chomesh v'seichem, del mishri evar mepedarmu da'asla. That, yeah, it's coming to permit the weekday Oil ha'tamid. Its limbs and its fats. But that's the Moshlem and the Ur. That's when the fires had taken a hold of it. That could be burned on Shabbos. And Yem Kain, Hadukamahocha Lalishna Kama, so then this that we say over here in the first version of the Gemara, that Davka Moshlem and the Ur, that specifically only if the fires took a hold of it, but Davka Psulin, Avakshayim Leb, it sounds like that if it's kosher doesn't, so it's Tayshid Leboilim name. It's not coming to say Avakshayim, but if it's kosher for Lemashma Ur, even if the fires did not take a hold of it, it could still be burned on Shabbos. No, because we just proved from the resolution of the contradiction that even Bakshayim to burn it on the next day has to be moshel min ha'or. Elach gomer, rather, this is what we're saying. Avak sherem le'itzuch le'meimer d'shari heicha d'moshel min ha'or. I don't have to tell you that when it's moshel min ha'or, but sherem, that's obvious, because that we know from the pasuk b'chol mesher seichel. And therefore, we're coming to say even the psulin, but again, of course, only if it's moshel min ha'or. Whereas the Lashna Basa holds that no, that also by Ksherim there's a chiddush in saying that it's going to be permitted if it's Moshe Menor. Now, me, however, I feel Lashna Kama, but even according to the first version, like Shari, I feel by Ksherim, El Moshe Menor, Davkat only specifically Moshe Menor, even by Ksherim. So it comes out, according to the and the Riva, both versions of the Gemara agree to this principle, which places start out with, that the only way it's permitted to sacrifice the Evorachal that left over is Moshe Menor. But says Taisa, "Mi yuchalni liyashiv." I could resolve shleikshel pirshar apayrus that it won't be difficult. The question that we had asked on the first interpretation, that of Rav Pirus, from the fats of Shabbos that are burnt in Kippurim, which we said from the pasuk, it's obvious that we're talking about haktara, and not like he wanted to explain that. Oh, that pasuk is talking about shechita. Says Taisa, "No, that's not necessarily difficult in Rav Pirus. Of course, he agrees that the pasuk Rosh Shabbos for Shabbat, as the proof was brought, that's talking by haktara." But what he wanted to say was, this we only know after we expound the pasuk of Lusavar Ish L'chomesh V'seich, as follows. The Vadai Eloi Hava Kosam Kro D'Lusavaru. Had we not written the pasuk of Lusavaru, L'mishri Evar M'bedarim, because only B'chomesh V'seich, that's forbidden. But on the Mizbech, it's permitted, Mikra, the Eilu Shabbos B'Shabbatai, then from the pasuk of Eilu Shabbos B'Shabbatai, Loi Hava Der Shinan Eilu Shchid B'Shikid Ma'afi. Then I would have only learned that from there, that what's permitted of the Karmat Tavon and Shabbos is only the slaughtering and the spraying. Why? Because it's Ma'akvi. Because since it's Ma'akim. Avalak Tara Loi, but regarding a guitar, I would never have thought that it would be permitted. Kibin Chaylam Be'alayla, when you could wait till nighttime, when it's not this Shabbos. Yeah, this Shabbos is carbon. You wouldn't be able to do it. You have to wait till nighttime, till Matzah Shabbos. Aye, but the Shabbos B'Shabbat, but what do you do all Shabbos B'Shabbat? It says you could bring the oil and do all Tavoids on Shabbos. Have the Shilay Hachay, I would have expounded as follows. If a situation arose that beyond their control, and they didn't slaughter the Karmat Tavon on Shabbos for Shachtos to Yom Kippurim, and they shachted it on Yom Kippurim, Ulamar, Yom Tiv, or according to the other case on Yom Tiv, Hechad Lechal Yom Kippurim, Yom Tiv, Achar Shabbos, where Yom Kippurim, Yom Tiv falls out right after Shabbos, Avol, that's what I've explained it. That, okay, so then you could go ahead and do that Shechita on, the next day. Even though it's in Kippur or Yom Tov. But Basa de Nafkala Malay Savar, but you're right. After that, we learn out from Malay Savar, which is talking about the burning that are you permitted to burn the limbs and the fats of the Karmat Tavon of Shabbos, which is that's the case of Havara, of burning. Mehash to make me a crud, or Shabbos for Shabbat. So now, I explained the Pasik. Avala Shabbos for Shabbat. Also regarding burning of the limbs and the fats, and not to include shechting Yom Kippurim or the Yom Tiv on Sunday right after Shabbos. To say the Chel B'Shabbos created Yom Kippurim by Yom Tiv, or it means to burn the fats of the Karmat Shabbos on Yom Kippurim. Yom Tiv Magadisli regarding either case. So now it's not difficult that we learn out from this pasuk as the Raya was brought to permit the burning of Yom Kippurim, because he also agrees that Toma Bak Tara. It's only, however, because we ultimately have the pasuk b'chomesh v'seichem. Now, it says of Tzach Leimel leperusha kamoikein, and you actually have to say this. The ma'idehu that he agrees that fill the choyel shorei b'shabbos. So even according to him, it comes out that if we're going to permit the weekday limbs on Shabbos, as heichad the moshav ben or is only where the fires have taken a hold of it already from before. Because the moshav is trying to look like it sounds like from this sugya according to everyone. So Taisus had proved that everyone has to come to this principle that Taisus was saying, that even the kosher ones require moshel min ha'or. Now, it says Taisus, ulachol ha'pirushim nearly dechik. All the interpretations we said seem a little bit pushing it. Shana tzrichim lefarish, because we're going to have to explain lishna kamen d'halacha according to the first version that we're saying over here. The comment that says, we only need this halacha of moshel min ha'or only for psulin. The psulim did not get love dafka, like we're explaining. It's not precise, because we're holding sharing. It's also for the kosher ones. Ella, the b'ksharing, like Yitzchak l'shemin, like we explained, it's just that we don't have to tell you. But it's still difficult, because it does not sound like that. It would sound like that, no, the halacha mushla is only by the psulim and not b'ksharing. So rather, it says, nearly seems to me to explain in a different way. That the two psukim are talking about the limbs of the weekday carbon. and still not difficult. Because the hadam and this that we say that specifically oil Shabbos could be burned, and v'lo'ilis chol b'Shabbos and not the oil of a chol on Shabbos, v'lo'ilis chol b'yamtim of the weekday on yamtim. I mean b'leil Shabbos and b'leil yamtim. That's on Friday night or yamtim night. The line that no Shabbos yamtim l'dochas mehishaitei till shum carbon, because at that point, moment on Shabbos yamtim, no carbon has permission to override, because no carbon is being brought at night, you're only bring it during the daytime. This that we say that is coming to permit the fats and the limbs. Ikluk mikra l'demistabir. What you could say, you could explain the pasuk the hainu samach lebiker. So that's near the morning time. Kimisad demarocha deyomi, when you're organizing the fires of that day, Shabbos or Yom Tov, when you're firing it up. V'kiv in the b'lavachim aber esha marocha letzarif min miyom. And since anyways you're lighting up a fire. For it to mean of that day, oh, Amina, the crud, Lysavaru. So now we explain the pasuk that says Lysavaru, which is only the Chomot Shazechim, but permitted on the Mizbeah. Asla Mishri, Ibam, Badam, the Chayil, Shavitaisi, yeah, that's going to be permitted in the limbs and the fats. From the weekday that was left over, that you could burn it then. That's how we're resolving the contradiction. We're saying it's forbidden at night time, but it'd be permitted in the morning time, close to the morning time. Vafalei Moshul Ben Or, even if the fires are not taken hold of it, and you have to say this, that because Shabbos already know that it's permitted to burn it, because we learn from the pasuk it says Shabbos Mishabate. So this that we're permitting the Oilas Choyel from which Vesechem is that's talking about Ksherin, that when it's a kosher, according to the verse version over here, yes, even if the fires did not take hold of it. Upsul, and that's what Tesis is coming to say in this pshat. Upsul, b'moshmenor, you're right, the ones that apostle specifically if the fires had taken hold of it. Now, like the army, but according to the second version, echid sheva, echid psula, even the kosher apostle, must remember specifically if the fires take a hold of it. I've all the amachav shabbos krimi and mikvurim yemtiv. This we say that from the pasuk oil of shabbos v'shabbatay that the fats of shabbos can be burned and yom kippur and yemtiv and not the oil of chayil. Hainu, that's toma afilu b'tchilas halayla. It's even in the beginning of the night time, which malam makdin, then you could bring it and you could sacrifice it. Yes, Masha Inkin, but Elis Chayil, whereas in contrast to Elis Chayil, that would be permitted by Haktara only at the end of the night, but not in the beginning of the night. That resolves the contradiction regarding Elis Chayil. It depends when, beginning of the night, not at the end of the night, yes. Tumik says the Master begins with the Gemara, Chilase Doicha, the Seife in the Doicha. So Rafun says, hey, he disagrees. Bar Kapara says, the beginning is Doicha, the end is not Doicha. Which Rav Machlik Zemiruam, if Chadamah Doicha, Zashabas, Bechula, but not Doicha, Tumma. And Reb Machlik is, which one is he saying it in Shabbos or in Tumah? Okay, Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains. Chilasa, what does it mean, the beginning? We're regarding the Kavod Tumah, it means Shechit Bezrika, the beginning part of it, which is slaughtering and the spraying. That's Dechaz Tumah. Saifoy the Hainok Taras, which is the burning of the limbs. Oh, that's in the Dechaz Tumah. That's not Dechaz Tumah. That's what one opinion holds. But Shabbos, regarding the Shabbos, Dechaz for the Saifoy, that's what Chazah holds. But, oh, Shabbos, yeah, that he would agree. That version is not disagreed by Kapar. It's Dechaz Shabbos, even by the end, regarding Haktar. That's Rabbah. He says, no, Tchilase Deicha, this says the beginning is Deicha, is Tomash of Shabbos, which is Shechita B'Shrika, that's Deicha of Shabbos, Bekarim B'Shabbos, Seifai, which is Tomash of Erev Shabbos, Eina Deicha, the Eina Vam Mikhtar Mishadachshot, because the limbs are not burnt when it's already nighttime at Shabbos. Elamal Mabayim Reh, you have to bring it from before Shabbos, because he holds Shabbos of what we're discussing, not Tomah. And Bezah Pirush Tevesikar, and Rashi holds up this pshat as primary interpretation. So it comes according to Rashi, that the Homachligis Rabban of Chiz, according to Rav Huna, is if you let it burn the limbs of the Karmel Tumah of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, and if you let it burn it in the state of Tumah. And that's the Machligis in Rabbi's version that Rav Huna is disagreeing with Bet Kapar. But make sure the re asks like this. That's non beperkets. It's on the Gemara. Pesach Nafayim Vam Beis asks that learns in the Mishnah. Chamishin Vam Beim Tum. It says five things to burn in the state of Tum. Now, Malkochoch obviously a fill Akhtar is a Mum Kama. That this we bring that the Shalmei Tzibur and the Sirish Chadashim, which are Kavan is Tzibur, that they can burn in the state of Tum. Obviously, the Tum even the burning of the sacrificial parts that. We're saying that if they became tummy, even though you could burn them. How do we know this? We come up from the fact that we say that they could be born in a state of tumma, but if they ain't nechal mitumma, they cannot be eaten in a state of tumma. Not lechal, mechal, lechal ashar, but everything else besides the eating is bo b'tumma, is born in a state of tumma. So that's Shechita v'Zrika v'Aktura. That's the slaughtering and the burning and the spraying of the blood and the burning. So you see that the burning is the Chatoma, which you see clearly that the burning, which is the Seifai, is burning the state of Tumah. Not like the way Rashi is saying it. But moreover, the Ketanim Adayu, we learned in the five things that burn the state of Tumah, one of them is Omer. The Omer, the barley offering, burned on the second day of Pesach. Now, the Hayin Aktara, that's obviously the burning. Again, you see that, we're giving ground to the burning, that the halach is clearly that it is burning the state of Tumah. Because that's all that you do by the Omer. There's no Shechita, there's no Zrika. Well, so too in the first paragraph of Avim Manaf, we say, if let's say someone was bringing as a carbon mechas parim the elim uchvasim the flower offering of the bull and the rams and the lambs become tummy sense etc. Until Imla, we tell him, look, if a pekat, be smart, be straight, and be quiet, because we have no way of replacing this, and it's already tummy, just go ahead with it. So amak tarhi betumah. Obviously, we see that the burning, which is the avoid that the person's up to, is done in the state of tumah, which these are all knowledge way Rashi explaining here in the opinion of Rav Huna. Not me, Yishlem, however you can say it, it's not difficult. Because Daktar's claim it's the burning of the fistful of the flower, bringing the mincha by of mincha, the mokum trik is dam disavach, it really takes the place in the equivalent of the spring of the blood by a carbon. So the chayechad is yukad dechatumah, so it's just like the spring of the blood is dechatumah, Daktar's claim it, so too is the burning of the kaimitz. Kadam is vachem perakam, like the gmasin is vachem on the fifth gimel and beis, the makter namahin is the burning of the mincha is like the spring of the blood. Now, again, that's not regarding the Avarma Padam. That's regarding the Kemitza, which is the equivalent of the Zrika. Now, you want to be Medayik from the fact that we only say they cannot be eaten in the state of Tumah. Obviously, everything else, including the Haktar of the Avarm, could be done in the state of Tumah. No, Nicha, that's okay. Because Yeshem, you could say, the Naka Lishna Deshach Makula. We just use the terminology that applies by all the five that were mentioned over there, which, yeah, the Kula and the Chol Matumah, all of them are not eaten in the state of Tumah. I believe the Haktar, but we couldn't mention the Haktara. Because Yesh mentioned the Ktes B'Tumah, there are some that are burnt in the state of Tumah, like the flower of the Eimer, which is like the Zrika. But of course, there are those that are not burnt in the state of Tumah, like the other Kabbalah on the Tipper of the Avarim Abedarim. Now, Amiu Kasha. However, it's still difficult according to Rashi, which according to him, you can't really compare the word Seifei Netecha of Rav Chizda to the other interpretation of that of Rabba. As Tais explains, Rav Chizda Mefarash Lemil Sahakol, Rav Chizda explains the whole statement of Rav Huna, regarding the karmic tumah of every single day. That is, tchilasei, what do we mean tchilasei, which is the shchita and the zrika, that's deichatum, that's deichatum. When we say seife in the deichatum, the end is not deichatum, and the hainu haktar, that is the burning. I'm not talking about limits from yesterday's end, we're talking about today's end. Whereas Rambam Mefarash, we're going to Rashi, Rambam explained, tchilasei, deichatum, we say the beginning is deichatum, it's talking about the Shabbos of this day, Shabbos. When we say Seif in the day, when we say the end is not there, that's Eivam Shin Tayyaz, I'm talking about the lives from yesterday, from Erev Shabbos. That's not like the way Rav Chizda explains of today's. Moreover, it's difficult on Rashi. And even if you're going to say, okay, you have to differentiate between Rabbah and Rav Chizda, how they're explaining this, it's still difficult from Rav Chizda himself. Because my Kama, what's Rav Chizda saying? Tchilas Adecha Shabbos. The beginning is Adecha Shabbos, that's the Shechid of Azrik, is the slaughtering and the spraying. A philosophic Namad Adecha Shabbos, even the end is Adecha Shabbos. Haktar, the Talmud of Shabbos, which is the burning of the Kamatam on Shabbos. Really more of it to the Rabbah, according to Rabbah, the Tchilas Adecha is a condemned Shabbos, where when he says that the beginning is Adecha Shabbos, Hainu, a philosophic Haktarasa, which even its end really, which is its burning, because he holds the end that we don't is yesterday's end. According to Rav Chizda, Tchilas Adecha Tomo, when he says the beginning is Adecha Tomo, Hainu Davke Shechid Basuka, that's specifically the slaughtering and the spraying. Now, so they're talking about two different things. Now, more of a system, but likely maybe you can't say Dula Rabba Nami Tamid the Shabbos. You can't say also that the Karmic Tamid of Shabbos, that Chilosa Decha Shabbos, that the beginning is Decha Shabbos, that Shchit of Ezrika, that's the slaughtering and the spraying. And Saifai Akhtarasi, the Decha, that when we say the end, the Akhtara is not Decha, which would be the same as Rav Chizda, you can't say that. Why? Because the Ha'ama Perikel Advarim, because the Gemara says in Pesachim of Samachesim Abbas, Bo Yirei Kama Chaviv Mitzvah Shai, come and see how dear is a mitzvah in its time. Why? What do you mean in its time? Shari Hekta Chalav Meimam Kshem Kol Lailo, good burning of those fasts and limbs of Kosh all night long, Vein Amtu L'Mach HaTekshach, we don't wait till night time. So you see, clearly, he's not going to disagree with the Mishnah, that it could be done on Shabbos itself. of this day's Hector Chalav Beivarim. So it must be yesterday's. And again, therefore, it's a different interpretation than Rav Chisda. But moreover, that if you're going to say that according to him, that no, the Hector of the Shabbos one itself is not Teicha, then my Rabbi, what's Rabbi saying? Shabbos Chilasei, La Bar Mitcha Shabbos, who that regarding the by Shabbos, its beginning is not Teicha Shabbos. So therefore, so if it's not, so its end is also not going to be Teicha. The Isayfe ain't Dachi the Ka'amra, Philip of Tamid of Shabbos. Now, if you're going to say that what it means, the end, means even this Tamid from today, today's Tamid of Shabbos, its end, which Avim Badam, are not Deicha, might come in the love by Mitzchah Shabbos. So what's he saying that it's not Deicha Shabbos? Habam Mitzchah Shabbos. What do you mean? Most definitely, this Tamid itself has an element of being Deicha Shabbos regarding Shechita, just like regarding Tama, that he says it's Bar Mitzchah Tama, that it has an element of it, at least in the beginning. So obviously, it's not talking about today's. So we have these difficulties. So then the wording of Rabbi and Chizah are different. So I came here with a re-perishanish and perish-rashi. Rather, seems to the re, like Rashi's second interpretation. The chilas of a saifa, when we say the beginning and the end, ha-koy lal hektar chalav koy, it's all going on the burning of the fat and not talking about shechit and zrik at all. But come here, because this is what Rabbi Chizah was saying. Hektar chalav of, regarding the burning of the fat, shalini taisr, which were not left over. So they are deichin tumma. They're deichin tumma to sacrifice that same day. Saifai, its end, which is a varmishin taisu, which it's at the end, meaning it was left over. It's already later on in the game. And the deichin hatumma. We're not deichin tumma, last lamaroch with neatzman, to make their own fire, ulahaktirin betumma, and to go ahead and burn them in their state of tumma. Because it was the halacha to be deicha is only on that day. Rather than burn the seder b'tuma on the big fire, because ultimately it's still a carbon tzibur. The kibbutz that's main hang, because since they're tamei and deicha tuma, they're not deicha tuma. Why? It's not considered like the carbon tamid. It does not have that significance, which is the carbon tamid of that same day itself, because it's not on the same day. It was from yesterday. But for deicha shabbos, it's still going to be deicha shabbos. In other words, the carbon that we're saying is tar b'tchilasai, which is the haktar of Shabbos, and the saifai is even if it was slaughtered before Shabbos. Regarding from the possible chomesh v'seich, which we do it on Shabbos, even if it's from before Shabbos. Now, va'islam marocha b'fnei atzman, we make a fire for it itself. Keep mixture hands because ultimately they're kosher. But from psulim, you're not going to make a marocha b'fnei atzman on Shabbos at all. And that's the machlekes Rav Huna and Bar Kapara, like Tosfos explaining. So that's Rav Chisda. For Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi holds chilas leichas Shabbos. What does that mean? Evarim de tamid de yomi, the limbs of a carbon tamid of that same day itself is called the beginning. Saifai, what's saifai? That's evarim shen etayser. So it has the same interpretation. Those limbs are left over from yesterday. That ain't a deichas Shabbos. He holds it goes what's not deicha, not tuma, but it's not deicha Shabbos. Which is lasa marachah b'natzman, to make its own marachah. Afil mein tar, even if they are tar. Aval deich has a tumma, but it does override tumma. In other words, im nitoishu b'choil, if they're left over on the weekday, then oislam marachah b'natzman. Then you do make its own marachah. Umak tim atoin, you bring in a state of tumma, which is not like Rav Chisda. V'hain apluk, then that's the machlekist of Rav Huna, that he says that yinalara do the aktar b'sul even on Shabbos, even if the fires took effect of it. That's what he's disagreeing with. Bar Kapara says it's going to be mutter. Because El Kamar, because previously Ravidi had said, according to him, that a Philip Sulin, that even if it's possible, Islam Marocha Bifne Atzman, you make a fire for it itself, but Philip Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Behind the political reference, this is where the reference is coming to disagree. Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rav Chisda. Now, the Rabba, the Amma, Sevi, and the Deir Shabbos, they said the end is not Deir Shabbos. Lestly, Pircha, the Rabba, or it's Rabba, the Amma that he says, B'chol Yom Tnan, where it says it's every single day that you had four fires, which was Madaik, oh, that includes Shabbos too. El Sirle, Labarim, Shabbos, no, he holds, except for Shabbos. Now, Mashakaz of Rashi, so this is the second interpretation of Rashi with the relux. Now, Mashakaz of Rashi, Rishi Nikit, this Rashi writes that, oh, he likes the first interpretation more, but we just proved that, as the read did, that the second interpretation seems more correct. Nira, it would seem, Kihuk Shalai Pirashen, Rashi was bothered with the second interpretation. The Kamar, because we're saying Tchilasai, the beginning, the Ikar Kapar, the Gemara says, oh, the beginning is different because that's the primary Kapar. Now the thing is, but Ve'ia Evarim Kama, but if you're saying like the second interpretation, everything is talking about, nothing's about Shechitah and Zrika. It's all about the limbs, about what you let it burn. No, that's not the primary atonement, even if it's today's or whatever Tchilasi means. So how could you call it Ikka Kapar? Is that for Rashi says? No, Tchilasi, which Ikka Kapar means the Shechitah and the Zrika. But says Tosafim, but that's not difficult. Because the Baktar and Nami Ikka Kapar, or the grinding, the burning of the limbs, you still have, quote unquote, the atonement. The Ikka Kapar, Kar Latama Diyami. When we say the primary atonement, like Rav explained, as we just explained, it means the atonement of that day. That's the Ikkar, because it's today's thing itself. But it definitely has Kapara. And that says that we do is Omin La'el B'Ferek Beis. We even say a bigger Chiddush than this on Daf Chavasayim Al. But the Gemara says, it's we had to include the putting of the fire on the Mizbeach through a Kayin. Why? Because Sokhat, I mean, you would have thought to say, given that avoid the Lema'ak of Kapara, since it's a service which is not Ma'ak of Kapara, so you would have thought it doesn't have to be done with a Kayin. Now, Aval Hefshid in the Tuach, but regarding skinning and dismembering the animal, the Ma'ak of Kapara, which is Ma'ak of the Kapara, oh, Baikun, that for sure needs Kayin, and that we did not need a Pasik to include. So, you see, Aval Hefshid in the Tuach, that even the skinning and the dismembering Kori Ikur Kapara is considered, so to speak, the primary atonement, like I've been saying, at least in contrast to the putting of the fire of the man-made fire, although you're right, for sure the primary atonement is with the blood, but still we call it on some level the atonement. It does have somewhat of atonement. It's part of the primary carbon. So Kosh came back to the end and said, for sure, regarding the burning of this day itself, which that's what we're calling Tchalasa, which Ikka Kapara, Nicha de Karla Ikka Kapara, like Abba Ramna, it definitely makes sense that we're able to call it primary atonement regarding the limbs that were left over, in contrast to the limbs that were left over, and therefore it's not difficult, what seemingly Rashi had a difficulty with the second interpretation.